Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome, 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 welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. It's your host, Bishop Poole, and we are very happy to have you constantly. Amen. Thank you for your letters and your email that you are sending. We thank God that we are able to, amen, to increase your understanding that Jesus is love, God is love, and because of love and caring, that's why we are here. We're here because of God's love. He cares for us, and he wants you to understand, because that's why he came to this world, and he walked among us, and he saw what was happening, what the problems are. And Jesus went back and sit on the right-hand side of the Father, and he knows everything about us. We're open with a prayer. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for those that are hearing your word. You say faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And Lord, we thank you, God, wherever your word is going out this afternoon, to those that are listening, amen. We pray that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God and his word, will increase their understanding. Amen. You say get wisdom of all our getting, get understanding. And we thank you, Lord, for this day and this time and this broadcast at this moment in time. We thank God for you, those of you listening. Amen. Welcome again. And if you'd like to be a caller that would call in, like to share our testimony or be a part of this broadcast, you can call it at 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. We're discussing, amen, in these sessions about one-way Jesus friendship, one-way Jesus friendship, in the Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter. The Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter, amen. Jesus has said, beginning at the 15th verse, that henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it you. I command these things, that ye love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Amen. Here, Jesus used the word friend. Friend. He said, you are my friend. Amen. If you do what I've commanded you, I call you a friend. And you know that word, people use that word today so loosely. Amen. Oh, that's my friend. That's my friend. They have a motive behind that. But really, friendship is a relationship marked by knowledge, truth, and appreciation. You know, those are things that we have in common sometimes. Amen. You build a friendship. Amen. Or you fall into a friendship, whatever position now you have people or friends that you can go and sit with. You know, it's a circle of friends because of certain common denomination you have, common denomination of maybe stress or problems or things that you went through, and you learn this person, you begin to appreciate this person, and now you all become friends. Of course, you're able to share. You share. And friends today, amen, those are people, whatever you might call them, sometime many years ago, amen, a friend was someone that you can depend on and call. We're in the time today, Jesus said in the last days, amen, they would betray one another. Amen. So, but Jesus, amen, has said, amen, we are, He called us friends, not servants. Not servants. But he said, I call you friends because, amen, I want you to know things about me. I want you to know things that I want you to know about. Not only that serving, but I want to get a little closer than that. Notice here, in the book of Exodus, 33:11, so the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man spoke to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Notice again in Numbers 12 and 8, I speak with him face to face, talking about Moses, God, even plainly and not in dark sayings. And he see the form of the Lord. Why were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? You know, Moses had a lot of hard time with Israel, very hard time. And people would come against men and women that represent God and have no reverence, even about parents, mothers and fathers, children. Sometimes they disrespect parents. Amen. Note Deuteronomy 34:10. But since then, there has no arise in Israel a prophet like Moses, who knew the Lord face to face. Amen. 2 Chronicles 20:7. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants and the land before the people of Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And James 2:23 said, and the scriptures were fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Abraham was called the friend of God because he believed God. You know, children believe their parents. Amen. They believe a lot of adults, and that's why you have, they teach the children today, be careful not to believe everybody, because they have that type of mentality. They believe, amen, and they believe so quickly, and they're father adults, which is by rightly, they respect. Amen. The parents and leaders ahead of them. And we should have that childlike faith. That childlike faith. Amen. When we read it, we believe it. You know how you have a friend you can call. Maybe some of you have friends you have called right now. So listen, I want you to share and listen to on this program. You have something in common. You all had shared things in common. You maybe have grown, amen, out of stress. Now the economy is going through, and you found someone at the bank, or you found someone, amen, down at the job market or whatever, and you begin to share with one another, and after a while you begin to build a friend. And Jesus said, amen, if you keep my commandments, amen, I call you a friend, because what friends have things in common. You have things in common. You have whatever vows you have made, amen, you can call and share with one another because you have a common relationship. It's something you got to be compatible to be a friend. And because you really be involved, personal, very personal, amen. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there's a friend who stick closer than a brother. Amen. So, Jesus is closer. God is closer. Amen. In order to be a friend with someone, amen, you spend time. You spend time with that person. Amen. If you want to be a friend to someone, amen, you got to show yourself that you're willing to talk, willing to put some time in, willing to share with that person. It's a two-way situation, not just one way. You know, I want to be, I don't know why this guy talking to me. I don't know what this individual talking about. I don't want to be his friend. Have you heard that comment before? I don't want that person. He must be trying to be a friend of mine, but I don't want to be a friend of his. You know, conversation, a two-way conversation. Amen. Two-way conversation. Amen. Proverbs 27 and 10 says, do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend. Now go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Amen. Proverbs 27 and 17. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. If you have someone and it's good always, someone you can call on, and you find out, listen, you know, can I talk with you a minute? Okay, well, you know, you can call me anytime. You know, you go, well, I just need to talk. And you get on the phone or you stop in, and people know, because constantly they see you with this person. You go into that place, say, oh, you have a lot of friends in there. And you're spending time. You want to, and after a while, when you leave there, you don't know if it's a song you all share, some light humor that you all share, but you are able, and they are able, because you stop there, they're able to, what, refresh your conscience, refresh you, and you know, so don't stress on that. Don't stress yourself, you know, don't sweat yourself on that. You know, iron sharpening iron, and we can reflect on things and about what happened and this happened, and say, okay, I understand. And you leave that place refreshed. You leave that place refreshed because of the fact that the Bible says in Proverbs, iron sharpens iron. So what? You're not a weak person just because you have a friend. That does not make you a weak person. Amen. But we all, every now and then, we need someone, amen, to freshen us. Amen. And a friend will overlook your weakness. It will overlook your weakness. Amen. It will not. They know why, and you know why. And you discuss these things with them because they'll keep it. Jesus said he'd be a friend. Jesus said, I'm your friend. I'm your friend. Notice, amen, Ecclesiastes 4:9 say, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. You know, you here's one where you develop a friend on the job, you know, because of the job situation and environment. So you can have friends on the job, but it might not carry over to be as deep a friendship that you have personal friend. You know, because the words sometimes lose. Use the day so loosely. Oh, I got a friend, but they're only on my job. That's a friend on my job. You wave, hi, how you doing? Okay, you know, but you will not share. You know, you will not share deep relationship, deep problems. Amen. So Jesus said, amen, I'll be your friend. Now, notice here now, we're talking about God's Son put himself in this position. Amen. God Almighty that sees all, hears all. Amen. And he knows all. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Amen. Even to the end of the world. But he want to commit. He want to what? Share. He want to be. He want to feel your problem. He want to feel. The Apostle Peter said, cast all your cares upon him. Amen. For he care for you. You can be walking with somebody and being with someone, and you know they hurt him, but they won't. They won't, what they call it today, or they won't vent. They won't vent. They won't say anything to you. But here is God, amen, his Son. He has died on the cross for your sins. He forgive you. Amen. Friends will forgive one another. Friends will forgive one another. Friends will not carry. Amen. Once friends know about what had happened to you, and you shared, and say, okay, all right, we're friends now. because we talk so deeply about things. Notice what Ezekiel 18 talk about. And this is so important. When you become a Christian and you give your life to Christ, Christianity is built on God's love. Christianity is built on God's love. And you know love, John 3:16 is very popular, that God so loved the world. We hear that, oh, God so loved the world. But listen, God loves, God forgives, and God, amen, he sacrificed, amen. All these become a trait, amen, that you begin to manifest as you begin to walk this earth, amen. You no more begin to follow your old ways and old doctrine that the enemy laid out by me, myself, and I. You don't follow that doctrine anymore because what? You following after Christ. You keeping his commandments. You are being a part of the family of Christ. And the Holy Spirit reminds you constantly that God loves you. Somehow, some way, you know, we discussed one of the last couple of lessons concerning, amen, a song. Get you a song. Maybe you might have a picture that refreshes you from time to time. Amen. Or a song, a hymn, or a spiritual song. Maybe you might have somewhere with your friend always able to, you know, share with you something in the area of humor, and you and her begin to laugh, or both of y'all begin to laugh, so, you know, you get that belly laugh we're talking about, you know, almost cry, you know. So you go around that situation. But here, Jesus is there all the time. If you ever find yourself sometimes laughing at something, and you say, oh, God, why am I laughing to myself? No, you're not laughing to yourself. The Holy Spirit reminds you of something humorous, whereby you begin to share. But he forgives. God forgives. He forgives. In the book of Luke, amen, in the 24th chapter of Luke, amen, the scripture is talking about concerning, amen, how Christians, amen, must understand the benefits, amen, concerning the Bible. And the 24th chapter, Gospel of St. Luke, beginning the 45th verse, 24th chapter, and the 45th verse, then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Now, watch this. Watch this now. Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. The 18th chapter of Ezekiel. And this is the Paul discussing. He was saying about the Old Testament of our schoolmaster. Notice here. And you might hear it all the time. Maybe some people that you know have been bound up, they have in the world that done something wrong, made some bad choices, and they constantly beating themselves down with the choices that they made, the wrong choices. I remember many years ago when I started out early in the ministry, and I was working on a job and as a mechanic, and we were there, and an older gentleman came in, and we were sharing, you know, all the time. We began to talk. Yes, I was speaking concerning the gentleman I had met, and he so he couldn't be a Christian because of the problems he had in the past. And the problems he had in the past was that he had killed a man because of the fact he was a boxer. And he himself, amen, remembered it. He was in the late 70s, and he remembered this as fresh in his mind. And he said, oh, they could have stopped. They should have stopped. They should have stopped the fight. And I had explained to him, I said, well, you know, Jesus died for our sins. Jesus died for our sins. He forgive us of our sins, of the choices we made, things that happened, some situation that happened. Amen. Christ does not hold that against you once you ask God to forgive you, once you become aware, amen, that Jesus died for your sin. Many people are not aware that that's one of the reasons and benefits, amen, not only turning from bad choices that you made once you learn about his commandments, but you learn, amen, but what Jesus had done. And notice here, and also sometimes you always hear statements about, oh, my father this, and so I can't be this because my family has a sinful tree. They have problems, and, you know, I bear the sins of my parents. I bear the sins of my mother. I'm going to be like my father. Mother, they're always this. But notice what in the 18th chapter of the prophet Ezekiel, and God's prophet started out, and the Lord say, behold, in the fourth verse, all souls are mine, and the soul of the father as well as the souls of the son is mine, and the soul who sinneth shall die. Amen. If a man is just and does that which is lawful and right, if he has not eaten on the mountain, nor lifted up his eyes to idols of the house of Israel, nor defiles his neighbor's wife, nor approach a woman during her impurities, if he has not oppressed anyone, but has restored to the debtors the pledge, has robbed no one by violence, but has given his bread to the hunger, and covered the naked with clothes, if he has not exact usury, nor taken any increase, but has withdrawn his hand from iniquity, and execute true judgment between man and man, if he has walked in my statutes and keep my judgment and faithfully, he is just, he shall surely live, said the Lord God. All right? Now notice this. Now we're gonna go to the latter part of this chapter, because sometime, now notice that we're going with the 10th verse, says, 18th chapter Ezekiel, if he beget a son who is a robber or a shed of blood and does any of these things and does none of those duties, but has eaten on the mountain or defiled his neighbor's wife, if he has oppressed the poor and needy, robbed by violence, not restored the pledge, lifted up his eyes to the idols, or committed abomination, if he has exact usury or taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. If he has done any of these abominations, he shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. If, however, he forget a son who sees all that the sins of which his father has done and considered, but does not do likewise, who has not eaten on the mountain, nor lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, nor defiled his neighbor's wife, has not oppressed anyone, nor withheld any pledge, nor robbed by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry and covered the naked with clothing, who has withdrawn his hand from the poor and not received usury or increase, but has executed my judgment and walked in my statutes, he shall not die by the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, robbed his brother by violence, and did what is not good among his people, because he shall die from his iniquity. Yet you say, why should the son not bear the iniquity of his father? Because the son has not because the Son has done what is lawful and right, and have kept all my statutes and observed them, he shall surely live. The soul who sinneth shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, nor the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But, notice what Ezekiel said now, but if a wicked man will turn away from his sins which he has committed, and keep all my statutes, and does that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of the transgression which he has committed shall be remembered against him, because the righteousness which he has done, he shall live. Do I have any pleasure at all in the wicked shall die, said the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live? But when the righteous man turn away from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and does according to all the abomination of the wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, because of the unfaithfulness of which is the guilty, and the sins which he has committed, because of them he shall die. Now, if you'd like to call in and discuss that, sometime we have people, God forgive them of your sins, regardless if you was in the service or you was out caught in a gang or something that happened. You defended yourself or you got in problems. Amen. And your conscience is bothering you. Maybe it's not murder. Might be just lying. You have falsely lied. But the Bible says we must understand that Christianity, one of the value of being a child of God is that, and one of the benefits, that God will forgive you if you start keeping his commandments and walking his way. You start keeping his commandments and following his teaching. Amen. He will forgive you. God will forgive you. And you can let that weight and all of that go out of your conscience when you really understand. You can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. God will forgive you. Israel got upset. Say, oh, God's way is not equal. God's way is not equal. And you know, the enemy, all I don't know how long, maybe might be some great Bible scholars out there that know that how long Adam and Eve was in the garden before they had sinned. But the day they did sin, God drove them out of the garden. But through Jesus Christ now, God's Son, the Bible said God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus came, he gave his life for us. He gave his life for your mistakes and your bad choices. And he constantly, amen, there to make intercession for you. Amen. He cares for you. And because he cares, he loves us. He loves us so much, he cares. Amen. We always try to share, amen, a song. There's a very popular song, So Much, amen. And we want to share that with you because God cares so much for you. He loves you. He cares for you. And we need to love ourselves. You know, we don't love ourselves. Amen. God loves you, but he wants you to love yourself. He wants you to love yourself sometimes. We must love yourself, and we must do that. And through him, we'll find out.
Fall by the side of road. No. Teach them to love one another. That heaven might find a place in the heart.
Yes, Jesus, he is our answer. He's the one, but we overlook his friendship. He said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And he's going to prepare a place for us. He's going to prepare a place for us. And we said, when I come back, I'll receive you unto myself. But he's here through his power of his Holy Spirit. He's here. He's waiting. He's watching us. That's what a friend do. a friend. And God put himself in a position to say, listen, I'm going to be your friend. A friend. You know, friend closer than a brother. So we find in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, amen, he's talking to Israel, amen, about carrying other people's problems, carrying other people's sins. Even family members try to press on you. Amen. Maybe you heard, oh, you're going to be like your old daddy. You're going to be like your old mother, your old cousin. They throw out these things. Amen. But not so with God. Because God said, not so. Amen. He will share. Amen. If you keep his commandments and walk up right with him, amen, you can share that with him. Share that burden with him. Someone have told you. But it's according to the scriptures. Back again, if you want to be a friend of Jesus, you have to get to know him. Not only, amen, through prayer, but in the written word. Read the Bible. Constantly reading the letter. You ever gotten a letter? In the book of Revelation, it was, amen, it was seven letters written to different churches. Amen. And a letter unto the angel of the church. Have you ever got a letter, amen, for someone and you were so happy to read it? You say, oh, you know, I haven't heard this person. I'm going to give him a call. You know, I'm going to give her a call. Same thing applies here. You just pick up God's word from time to time and read what he is saying, amen, about you. Amen. The Bible is written to the Christian. Amen. Those that are learning of him and learning of God, learning his. And you'll find out love will not forsake you. He will not turn his back on you. Regardless of what you have done, I explained to the gentleman, old as he was a boxer. And at the same time, there was another friend of mine where we become friends and evangelists. And he was a boxer. Amen. And he was sharing his testimony where a man had shot him. Amen. He hated that. He was doing some wrong, doing some bad choices. Amen. Bad, you know, committing adultery and different things with wrong, different wives and situations. And the man caught up with him and shot him in a nightclub because he was a musician. And he hated him. He hated him. But he was wrong. Amen. And when we find, begin to read God's word, amen, idol worship, worshiping our horoscope, our birthmark, sometimes that'll hold us back. Oh, today, oh, I'm a Capricorn, I'm a Leo. You know, you're not that. You're a child of God. And we might not think those small things like that. Oh, that's small, I accepted Jesus. Yes, but have you accepted all his teaching? The first one of his first commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not worship, amen, the signs in the heavens, in the earth beneath, amen, in the waters, all these different statues. And you have to get rid of that. You have to get rid of that. I'm not, all I have is just in my house and my car. Well, let me tell you, you know, I really love music. And in the service, we shared, many of the soldiers, we shared different records and tapes from all over the world, and all kind of jazz albums. So when I came to Christ, there was my jewelry. You know, I shared, said, oh, I got this from Alaska, a good friend of mine, it's from Hawaii. You know, just looking at the different tapes and the different albums, and I had them in the closet. But I always played Christian music. And one day, you know, seeking God, praying, and the Lord told me to get rid of this, get rid of that music. And it shook me, you know. And that's one thing about your friends. And a good friend will tell you, you know, I think you better not, you know, come out of that environment. Say, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not involved. Yeah, but I think that's when we begin to talk, you always talk about certain people, and you only get that conversation from you. Amen. I get that from you when I find out you have begin to fellowship in that direction A good friend would tell you those things, you know, a good friend in love. And you begin to wander, your mind begin to wander. Remember, the enemy, like Paul said, that he finding his members. 7th chapter of Romans, amen. There's a war going on constantly, amen, regardless of how long you've been in Christ. Of course, we live in a contaminated world, a world that's constantly, the enemy constantly shooting fiery darts at us. We have to keep our minds stirred up. We have to keep our minds stirred up in the Word of God. Amen. And always an area through prayer and seeking God that after a while you be, amen, God has risen you up over that, your mind have seated over that. Amen. Like John the Baptist said, I must decrease while he increased. Amen. The Spirit of God began to increase. Amen. So we're always battling. You have to be careful. So a good friend would tell you, say, listen, don't go there tomorrow. Don't be involved in that. Well, I'm not doing so. I had to take all those albums. Oh, I had some good albums. And I took them out there and put them in the trash. And that was the day the trash man was coming by and the waste man come by. And I sit there and waited, sit out front and looked. And watch. I didn't set them inside. Amen. The garbage can. I set them on the outside in a little old box, hoping that they would miss them. And I can say, well, God, they missed, you know. And those guys stopped and they looked. And one picked it up and he looked at it and he called his friend. They began to look through those albums. I said, oh, God. They spotted them. They spotted them albums back in 1975. 76 Coltrane and Lola's Monk and Jimi Hendrix. Oh my God, all I can go on. Amen. And they begin to look at each other and they put them in the front seat. But after they pull off down the road, I felt a relief out of my spirit. I didn't know it was there. I didn't know that I was carrying that in my spirit, you see. So sometimes, amen, a friend will approach you about something and constantly reminding you, amen. So we as Christians, from time to time, we have to reinvent ourselves. We have to take another look at our character, take another look out of our life. Why are you thinking about the past? This is another day. Today is today. Tomorrow is gone. Amen. The Lord give will coming. Amen. We live to see another day. Amen. Don't take no thought for tomorrow. And definitely you can't go back. You definitely can't go back. That's gone. You make a mistake, amen. Like Moses said in the book of Psalms, the 90th Psalm, Lord, help us to number our days. Amen. And we can apply our heart to wisdom. Where is your friendship with God? Where is your friendship? He's there, but where is your friendship with him? Are you able to talk to him? You know, through the word, reading the word, prayer, having prayer. Daniel prayed three times a day. Three times a day. You don't have to pray out, but you can remember to pray. That's your conversation. Your conversation. If you would like to call and share your testimony, 1-347-215-8816. We have a little time left. 1-347-215-8816. If not, you want to share this broadcast with others and the other discussion. We pray that, amen, it be enlightening and enlightenment to your spiritual growth, and that what we're seeking here on Blog Talk Radio, to get down to the grassroots, amen, of a problem, or to break down, amen, the lesson whereby, amen, you can get understanding, amen. Proverbs say, amen, get wisdom and all that getting, get understanding. And the word of God in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, amen, around about 11, 12, 13 verses, the word of God is sharp. It's sharp than any two-edged sword. It cuts between the marrow and the bone, amen, and the intent in their heart. So the word of God is good medicine. is always good medicine to the inner man. The inner man, now the inner man, the man that you might not think that when you begin to sit down and read, just like going to a cafeteria, and you walk through the line and you begin to wash the vegetables, the salads, the meats, and the refreshments and whatever. You go on the line, you get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So, I'm gonna get some more of this. Some more vegetables. Oh, no, I need some more meat. I need some more protein. And this is where the Word of God is. Amen. When you sit down with the Word of God, amen, you might start in Genesis, thumbing through the Bible. Amen. You might have your daily reading. That's good. But it might become a time that your spirit is searching, and you're just searching. You're just thumbing through the whole Bible. You read a little here, and you might be something, amen, not on your schedule of study, but it might be something there, amen, in Jude, amen. It might be something in Proverbs. It might be something, amen, in Ezekiel or Jeremiah or way back in James, the book of James, the book of Revelation. You know, you just bounce back and forth until you find that book, amen, those scriptures that feed your spirit. And it feeds your spirit. And begin to feed your spirit. Your inner man, your inner man. That is what, amen, the Word of God is about. It's medicine. It's a surgeon. Cuts sharper than a two-edged sword. Than a two-edged sword. Can you imagine? Have you ever had sharper than a two-edged sword? Cut between the marrow and the bone. Amen. That's what the Word of God is. It's a spiritual sword. Amen. It's spiritual. It feed the inner man. We are body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. Amen. So we are fine. Amen. Amen. So we're thanking God. We're thanking God. Amen. For this time. And as time goes on and we begin to close this broadcast. And we thank God for you all that are listening. Continue to write in, to call in, amen, from time to time, and you would continue to, amen, encourage one another. Encourage one another, amen. When you encourage others, like the Bible said, iron sharpens iron, amen. You're helping yourself when you help others, amen. Proverbs talking about iron sharpens iron. You're helping a friend, you're showing yourself friendly. Proverbs 27 and 17, iron sharpening iron. Amen. So a man sharpens his countenance of his friend. Jesus said, I'm a friend. And Proverbs 18 and 24 say, a man who has friend must show himself friendly. God is a friend to us. Amen. He covers a multitude of our sins. Amen. If you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have to accept him. He's not going to force himself over you. He's not going to force himself. Once you hear that he, amen, will forgive you for your sins, once you realize through his commandments, the Ten Commandments is where you start, amen, because the Bible said that Ten Commandments is holy, and also, amen, through the Ten Commandments, you can be converted. Amen. So when you're wrestling with, oh, God, you want to change your life, you got to start from the inside. The inside. And because God has to work with his word, you have to be in a fellowship, find a place to fellowship through the word of God, hearing the word of God, being among other people that have the same motive in life. Yes, they're going to prosper because God is a God of prosper. He's a good businessman. If you ever notice, trees are multiplying. Amen. People are constantly being birthed. Amen. God works constantly, goes on and on. Amen. Fish are growing all the time. Amen. So God himself, he cared for us. Amen. And you will grow. You're going to grow out of this. You're going to grow out of this situation. Amen. You're going to grow out of this situation. Well, what you should do is start writing. Keep a diary every day. What happened to you today? What you thought about? Amen. Even now, you can look back from last year, what happened. Last month. Amen. You're growing. You will grow. Amen. Because he's with us. He's with you. Amen. It was a time when God spoke to the prophet, and the prophet was just like old telephone companies. You know, you had to go put a quarter in. You had a telephone in your home. Amen. But now, since the prophet Joel, amen, he said, in the last days, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Now the spirit of God, the promise is unto you, your children, as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Amen. Apostle Peter preached. So God, now he's personal. He's like a cell phone. Amen. Everybody today, you find children got cell phones. You have one in your car. Maybe you have two cell phones. Amen. What is saying that God love us and he's personal. He's personal now. Amen. And the world, all the world is doing is following what God had already done. Amen. God, the prophecy of God, amen, by him taking care of his people and being personal with his people and following, taking care of their problems, amen, it's already been there. It's there. We just have to read his word and follow his word. St. John 7 and 7 say, seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Amen. If you don't have a friend, always keep yourself as a child of God, helping others. The needy, the poor, the halt, the blind, the crippled. Amen. We are servants of Christ. And Christ will be there because of what? He is compassionate. He's love. He's caring. And he wants you to share your love with others. Amen. And when you share your love with others, you grow. And when you begin to grow, you grow out of where you used to be, spiritually, compassionate. Amen. You begin to leave behind that old man. That's what Paul made a statement. Old things are passed away. Amen. You're passing now. Don't even know it. Old things are passing. Amen. You don't realize some things God maybe just plucked out of our life to help us to pass. Passing, he's passing. But he's compassionate and he's love. Amen. If you like to, amen, continue to write, call us. Amen. We'd love to have your letters and your email. Amen. To Blog Talk Radio. Amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Or email me at seniorbishop@jciministries.org. seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Or if you like us on Facebook, you can join our Facebook and subscribe to www.facebook.com Jesus Christ International Ministries. www.facebook.com JCI Ministries, Inc. Amen. If you want to subscribe on YouTube, you can go to YouTube, amen.com, user JCI Ministries. And those great writers, JCI Doctrine of Truth, JCIM Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888. P.O. Box 25888. Amen. Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida. Tamarack, Florida. 33320, USA. We're always happy, amen, to be a part of your day, wherever you are, as well as a part of your life, hoping and praying that there can be strength to you. Amen. I want to listen to Hezekiah Walker as we close. Amen. Great song. Amen. I would like to try to surround myself, amen, with songs and records and things, amen, that encourage you. I don't encourage you, encourage myself as well to listen to it until we meet again. God bless you.